Welcome to the HR Kyle Podcast, your go-to source for insightful discussions on leadership, job searching, and all things human resources. I'm your host, HR Kyle, and each week we dive deep into topics relevant to professionals seeking to elevate their careers and organizations. Whether you're a seasoned leader, a job seeker navigating the ever-changing landscape of employment, or an enthusiast looking to stay ahead of the curve, this is the podcast for you. Join me as we explore practical strategies, share expert insights, and engage in meaningful conversations that empower you to succeed in today's dynamic workplace. So, adjust your headphones and let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the HR Kyle Podcast. I'm your trusty host, HR Kyle. The theme for this episode grew out of a recent discussion I was having at a networking event. And Dave, if you're listening, you gave me this idea. The crux of the conversation centered around the fact that no matter what field we work in, we all are ultimately salespeople. We're always in some sort of a selling mode. And you know what? I agreed. And on top of that, I thought it would be a great idea for an episode. So here we are. In segment one, I'll be taking the topic straight on, sharing my ideas, advice, and guidance with you on how you can better utilize sales skills to advance your career. In segment two, I'll have a guest join me who has plenty of experience on this topic, both as a salesperson and as someone who has helped apply these skills in other professions and as a student advisor. So hopefully I've sold you on the value of staying with us for this episode of the HR Kyle Podcast. That is, after this break. Greetings, I'm Kyle Smith, and I'm here to offer you a speaking experience that goes beyond the ordinary. With a rich background in leadership, HR, and personal development, I bring a unique blend of expertise and passion to every presentation. Whether it's Leadership Unleashed, well-being at work, or career mastery, I delve into topics that empower individuals and organizations to reach their fullest potential. What sets me apart? Proven expertise, an engaging delivery style, and actionable insights that drive positive change. But here's the kicker. I don't just offer a one-size-fits-all approach. I customize my content to meet the specific needs and goals of your event. So let's elevate your event together. Contact me now to reserve your date and unlock the full potential of your audience and organization. Don't miss out on the opportunity to inspire greatness. Visit hrkyle.com today. I hope you enjoyed that brief break, and welcome back to the HR Kyle Podcast and our discussion around the value of sales skills to professional advancement. In the grand theater of life, we all don that cloak of the salesperson, whether we realize it or not. From the moment we step into the professional arena, we're constantly selling ourselves, our ideas, and our skills. It's not just reserved for those in traditional sales roles. It permeates every aspect of our professional existence. Think about it. Every job interview is a sales pitch. We're marketing ourselves, packaging our experiences and abilities in the most appealing way possible to potential employers. We meticulously craft resumes and cover letters to showcase our value proposition, just like a salesperson tailors their pitch to match the needs of their clients. Once we land the job, the selling doesn't stop. We're constantly selling our ideas to colleagues, supervisors, and clients. Whether it's persuading our team to adopt a new strategy, convincing our boss to approve a budget, or negotiating with clients to win their business, we're constantly leveraging our communication skills and powers of persuasion to influence outcomes. Even beyond the confines of our professional roles, we're still selling. Networking events become opportunities to sell ourselves and forge meaningful connections. Social media profiles serve as digital storefronts where we curate our personal brand to attract attention and opportunities. We're always selling ourselves as reliable, competent, and valuable assets in the marketplace of talent. But being a successful salesperson isn't just about talking a good game. It's about authenticity, integrity, and empathy. The most effective salespeople aren't pushy or manipulative. They're empathetic listeners who genuinely seek to understand their audience's needs and concerns. They build trust through honesty and transparency, nurturing long-term relationships rather than focusing solely on short-term gains. In our professional lives, the art of selling is about more than just closing deals or climbing the corporate ladder. It's about building influence, fostering collaboration, and driving positive change. It's about recognizing that we all have something valuable to offer, and that by effectively communicating our value proposition, we can create win-win outcomes for ourselves and those around us. So the next time you find yourself in a job interview, a team meeting, or a networking event, remember, you're not just a participant in the conversation. You're a salesperson. Embrace that role with confidence and authenticity, and watch as doors of opportunity swing wide open before you. So consider the scenario of a team meeting. You might have a brilliant idea for a new project, but presenting it effectively is crucial. You need to sell your idea to your colleagues, persuade them of its potential value, and secure their support. This requires not only a strong understanding of your idea, but also the ability to communicate it clearly and convincingly. You need to anticipate their questions and concerns and address them proactively to build confidence in your proposal. Let's dive deeper into the concept of networking. Many people view networking as a chore, but in reality, it's an opportunity to sell yourself and expand your professional horizons. Whether you're attending a conference, a social event, or even just connecting with someone on LinkedIn, you're engaging in a form of salesmanship. You're presenting yourself as someone worth knowing, someone with valuable insights and connections to offer. And just like in sales, building relationships is key. It's not just about collecting business cards or adding connections. It's about nurturing meaningful connections over time, cultivating trust and mutual respect. Now let's talk about negotiation. Negotiation is a fundamental aspect of professional life, whether you're discussing salary, project timelines, or resource allocation. And at its core, negotiation is a form of salesmanship. You're advocating for your interest, seeking to reach a mutually beneficial agreement with the other party. This requires not only a firm grasp of your own priorities and boundaries, but also the ability to understand the other person's perspective and find common ground. It's about finding creative solutions that satisfy both parties' needs and objectives. In every aspect of our professional lives, from job interviews to team meetings to networking events to negotiations, we are constantly engaged in the art of selling. And while it may seem daunting at times, it's also empowering. It's a reminder that we have the power to shape our own destinies, to create opportunities where none existed before. So embrace your inner salesperson and watch as doors of opportunity, again, swing wide open before you. Now, as we conclude this segment, remember that the role of salesperson extends far beyond the traditional confines of the sales department. In every interaction, in every conversation, we have the opportunity to sell ourselves, our ideas, and our value to the world. And speaking of selling, I need to sell you on the idea of us taking a break for these commercials. We'll be right back with more.
Hello, fellow professionals. Are you ready to revolutionize your approach to recruiting? I'm HR Kyle, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to my latest book, Recruiting is Easy, now available on Amazon and other online retailers. In today's dynamic HR landscape, it's all about strategic branding and engagement. My book unveils the secrets to crafting exceptional employee experiences, attracting top talent, and fostering strong connections. With Recruiting is Easy, you'll master the art of continuous improvement and adaptability, shaping the future of work one relationship at a time. Get your copy today and unlock the potential of HR as a strategic powerhouse. Remember, recruiting should be easy. I'm HR Kyle, and together, let's redefine recruiting. Look for Recruiting is Easy on Amazon and other book online retailers.
Are you striving to lead your team to success? Or perhaps you're navigating the complexities of the job market? Introducing the solution, the HR Kyle YouTube channel, your go-to source for insightful guidance and practical tips. With short 1 to 2 minute clips, our videos save you time while delivering impactful, usable strategies. From effective leadership techniques to mastering the job application process, access valuable advice in minutes. Don't miss out. Subscribe to the HR Kyle channel on YouTube today.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the HR Kyle podcast. Now let's continue this talk of utilizing sales skills to advance your career by talking to a man who's very familiar with this topic. Not only has he held sales roles, but he's been a sales manager, and most recently, he was an admission counselor and career specialist working with students at a trade school. To say Thomas knows something about this topic is definitely an understatement. Thomas, welcome to the HR Kyle podcast.
Absolutely, Kyle. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
You're very welcome, and we're glad to have you here with us today. Thomas, we always start out with the easiest question, so I'm going to put this one out first. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, I originally grew up from Louisville, Kentucky, and but now I live here in Cleveland, Ohio, probably the last 15 years. I got 3 kids. They're all pretty grown up. I got one in college, 2 about to finish high school next year. And outside of that, as far as professionally, I have I started out attending Western Kentucky University, where I went into advertising. From there, I kind of pivoted. I was looking for something in advertising, but it was shortly after 9/11. And I don't think a lot of people remember how the job market was back then, and it was pretty tight. And usually when it comes to cuts, advertising, marketing, a lot of times that's the first thing to go. So I ended up getting into insurance. I worked in insurance for like 3 years. I worked in a big office building. And as I was there, I met other people in the office building, not necessarily working with the company I had that I was with. And I met other people. And through that networking, just within the office, I was able to find a company that was hiring. They knew at the time I had twins on the way. So it's like, all right, it's time for a job change. We got to make sure we're able to, make a little more income to support, you know, the family's about to double. I met somebody, they had a sales position there for Alaris. They were an aluminum manufacturing company. And I moved on and got the opportunity there. That was going great. I was there for about 3 years until we hit another recession, 2009, and they had actually shut down our office in Louisville, Kentucky. So they shut down the office, but they offered me a position at the corporate office here in Cleveland, Ohio. I thought it was a good opportunity. I took it. Also in the market, there wasn't a whole lot available at the time, but it was a good opportunity. From there, I grew a lot. I went into senior roles. I went into a supervisor role. Also helped lead their head automotive initiative, where they were trying to, electric vehicles these days, they're really trying to lighten the weight of the vehicles. So I was in charge of the inside sales team to add more aluminum to these vehicles to make them lighter, so they're hitting all these standards of mileage. So I was with Alaris for almost 8 years. I ended up taking another sales role, mostly for work-life balance. I was working a lot of long weekends. It was called Formtech. It's another manufacturer doing aftermarket sales. It was great. Learned a whole other manufacturing set. It was roll forming. They did roll formers, which basically take flat metal, shape it, curve it, make it to whatever product you want. And I was in charge of doing aftermarket parts and selling parts to basically keep people's machines running. That was an interesting kind of sales because we're doing 2 things. We're trying to make sure people are prepared and have parts ready so they can, if there is an outage, they can continue to run. And if that's not the case, if they need a part right away, usually it's an emergency. So a sense of urgency and service for the customer was a real big part. From there, I was there for about 7 or 8 years as well. And then I got to We Can Code It, which is how you and I had met, Kyle, where I heard of an opportunity there at We Can Code It for an admissions director. I was like, man, this is something really new. Could be interesting. You're helping people out, helping them reskill to find a new career. I went to We Can Code It as admissions director. I felt like we had a lot of success there. We had a lot of good enrollments. The programs grew. I also helped out in other departments. I've helped out in marketing. I've helped in student finance. Most recently, I was also helping in career services, which I thought that was very interesting as well, to go from it to be involved in admissions and career services. You get to meet the students on the front end when they're starting this brand new adventure of reskilling and going into a new skill. And then I'm on the career services side, I'm getting to talk to them at the end after they've learned the skill and now they're getting ready to go into the job and help them guide them to find that new opportunity. So yeah, that's high level kind of what my career path has been. And currently I'm actually kind of looking at the moment too. So that's currently where I'm at.
Well, Thomas, thank you for giving us that background. And especially, again, you hit on some themes there that we talk about, it feels like weekly on this podcast. And one, the idea of resilience. Lord knows you've had a couple of twists and turns there due to, like you say, 9/11, the financial crisis that happened back in 08 and 09, and certainly weathered those storms. But then also the power of networking and getting your next opportunity lined up. And then the other thing that came out loud and clear there is nobody's career path is ever straight. And again, you shared yours, but week in, week out, when we talk to other professionals, it's the same way. They start out in one career or one profession or in one organization, and over what feels like a relatively short period of time, there have been 3, 4, 5 different kind of changes, whether it be company, job, profession along the way. So thank you for sharing those themes in your response. And as I shared at the beginning of this segment, and you're well aware, the theme of this episode is the fact that we're all salespeople. And especially as it relates to securing a job and getting ahead professionally. What are your thoughts on that topic and that theme?
For me, the things that have been really successful when it comes to sales, to securing a job in sales, your reputation goes a long way. And I think the two things that really go into that is showing that you're reliable. Companies want salespeople that are going to respond fast because there is a service. There's definitely a big service side to it. And if they know they can rely on you to react quickly, help them out when they need help, that goes a long way. Then on the other side, your network is huge. I don't think people can, you can never underestimate how strong, how important your network is. The individuals you know that you worked with over the past, a lot of times those are the people who really go to bat for you. And with their experience with you and that, like I mentioned, reliability, they're the ones who are going to, the word of mouth sales is the biggest part. They're going to say to people they work with and people they connect with, and if they know that I'm reliable, they're going to go out to them and be like, hey, I know you've had problems with this particular company. Have you tried talking to Thomas over at ABC Company? And there's so much business that happens that way. And even if you're the one knocking on the door, you know, like you're knocking on the door, they're going to check in and they're going to see what is the reputation? How reliable are they? And we all have a network. And I've also found as I've been in a couple different industries, some of these industries are small. People know each other. Usually you're one or two degrees to a lot of people in an industry sometimes. So it's very easy to connect and network. In addition to that, also super important in any sales role, which a lot of times you're going to learn once you're with that company. You always want to be the expert on your product. You want to know the product better than anybody. But of course, that comes with time as you're with any role. But securing a job, network is huge, your reputation, and being a reliable person.
Thomas, very valuable points there that you've shared, and just the role of being a salesperson, really, regardless of what your career is. And as we started off this segment and I introduced you and you talked through your history a little bit, your background is significantly in the sales arena, both direct sales and sales management. As you've represented yourself as a candidate seeking employment and as an employee looking to advance, what sales skills have you utilized?
Kyle, I'd say some of the most important ones that I use, like I mentioned earlier, being reliable. Customers, they want to have somebody they know they can count on. Organization, that is very important as well. I try to stay organized and be able to manage and stay in contact with all my customers and make sure there's you constantly have contact with them, and you're just constantly meeting with them, so they know you're always available. Like I mentioned again, relationships are very important with sales. At the end of the day, sometimes you're going to you'll be in to different markets where some of the prices are the same, some of the products are very similar. But at the end of the day, what's going to separate you from others is going to be those relationships. Your customers will want to buy from somebody who they are, who they have a relationship, they're friends with. And it also goes back to the reliability. When they need something, are you going to jump and help them as much as you can, or are you going to be hard to get a hold of? So those are very important. Then from the management side, I think you're only as good as your team. And I believe mentorship is very important. In the past, I mentioned when I worked at Alaris, I supervised teams. But another thing I did also, I worked with training. I trained, we had a 26-person sales team. We had sales associates as well as administrators. And I was responsible for scheduling and setting up all the trainings monthly. And I also worked directly with my team as well and make sure they're constantly being trained up. And I always tried to take whatever information, whatever experience I had, and pass that along. Because one thing's always been important to me is make sure the people on my team are best set up to be promoted in those next positions. So if ever I leave, or if ever there's another opening and another supervisor role, I've always tried to make sure my team is ready to get those positions, and have usually been very successful at getting them ready and jump into some of the other supervisor roles. So mentorship is huge, making sure everybody's trained up. And if everybody's trained up doing a great job, your team's going to do well. And as a sales manager, that will make you look great as well. So yeah, those four things were some of the skills that I think are important: reliability, organization, mentorship. And yeah, I can never say enough about the relationships. I have relationships that are 15 years old that I still stay in contact with and still connects me with other people in the industries.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate you answering that the way you did, because you spoke to so many intangibles there first off, and you spoke certainly about advancing your career and using those sales skills. But the other key point you made there was utilizing those same skills to pass on to your team, and recognizing the fact, as you said, you're only as good as your team. So again, another key component to these sales skills and practicing them is, as you said, passing those on to the team that you're leading as a manager.
Absolutely. And I feel that there's nothing more rewarding just seeing the people that you work with move on to bigger, better things. And that was part of the rewarding part with Week in Code, watching the students you talked to at the beginning and watching them move on to careers as well. And just being able to watch people grow, that makes it all worthwhile. You know, it's nice to collect a paycheck and everything, but watching others and helping others move on to bigger, better things, that's definitely exciting.
Very true. And basically, it's the difference between being the boss and being a leader. And what you spoke of is leadership, certainly. Well, Thomas, as we started off today, and as you shared during introducing yourself, your background includes about a 2.5-year stint in academic admissions and career services. How did you use your sales experience on both at the admissions side, but also the career services side of your work?
Sales to admissions, that was a fairly easy transition. You're still presenting a product to someone, but then you're trying to see if they're the right fit. There's obviously some expectations. As in admissions, you're more selective in regards to who is the right fit for your school. The people who are coming in are having to take admissions assessments, and you're trying to see if they're able to be accepted into the boot camp. And in addition to that, you want to make sure it's the right fit. They got to be aware that it's intense. It is a boot camp. It's 14 weeks long, and they are working hard those 14 weeks. So you're not only letting them know about the program that's available, but you're also making sure that they have the aptitude, they have the availability, because it does take lots of time. And in addition to that, that they're willing to put in the work. So, which in those cases, it is different than a typical sales job, because it's a very specific customer, so to say. Whereas if you're selling a product, you don't have to look out as much because you're selling a product. They know what they're getting. And sometimes I think students may not realize how hard the work is in a boot camp versus maybe just a traditional school. So that part was different, but you want to be the product expert and you're presenting that product to them. So there was a lot of similarities there. We were also presenting the information to them. So in any kind of sales position, you may have a presentation and you're telling them everything about your product and letting them know why it is a good product for them. Now, as far as the career services part, like I mentioned earlier, I jumped in at We Can Code It in multiple roles. I jumped in student finance, I've jumped in marketing, and then career services. I was with career services for about 5 or 6 months at the end. My team there, I know you had Olade on the podcast recently, and her and Amani, they were a huge part of me growing because I know career services was new to me and they have tons of experience. So I leaned on my teammates and they were great. They realized that we were a team and they were willing to teach me what they knew. And I was able to incorporate some of the things in sales that I knew. From an organization standpoint, I was able to utilize some of our tools to be able to help make their job better. We had a huge cohort with Amazon Career Choice that brought in lots of grads to us. And the amount of grads we had was significantly higher than what we have had in the past. And so we looked for ways to create some automation to be able to help get students scheduled with meetings, mock interviews, meet on their resume to help them develop a resume. So I was able to help there. I had presenting skills already, so I was able to use that as well from the sales side. But at the end of the day, I did lean on a lot of their experience from the career services and recruiting side, and they were awesome to work with. I grew a lot in that from those 5 or 6 months, learning from them as well.
Well, and it sounded like, again, those sales skills came in handy, not only in the roles, but just being able to transition and demonstrate value to the organization. So mm-hmm. I think we've seen those skills come out in some different ways than even we've talked about in this episode. Thomas, with the couple of minutes we have left, what advice would you pass along to those listeners who realize that they need to hone their sales skills to get ahead, but they're just not quite sure where to start?
When it comes to honing your sales skills, network as much as possible. Your network is important and it's imperative. Connect with those that you know and find out who they know. You want to talk to them and ask, hey, do you know who in the industry is looking for this product? And always talk to them, talk to the next people, ask them who they know. Make introductions. If you have a good reputation, if you've been in sales for a little while, make sure you have a great reputation. I believe in being a reliable person, jumping through hoops for your customers. And if you do those things, people will recommend you. And then people also continue to come back, whether they're in the company that you met them at. There's also been people I've worked with in the past, and they'll be at a completely different company and they're a brand new customer just based on those relationships alone. Then in addition to that, wherever you're at, be the expert in your product. Know your product up and down. And that way, when you're speaking confidently to your customers, you're able to speak to the product, give them all the details and educate them. So you can keep it in simple terms because they're new to the product. You're there to educate them and know your product well. The relationships are important, and I cannot stress that enough. Keep those relationships going, whether it's your customers, your colleagues, and it'll go a long way because you'll meet colleagues in the future that may be somewhere else, and they may be at the next sales role you want. Keep in touch. So constantly network, build those relationships, be reliable. Yeah, those are the key things I think you should hone on as a salesperson.
Wonderful points, Thomas, and thank you for educating us and sharing your background and experience and the things that you've learned. But folks, that brings this segment with Thomas to a close. And Thomas, I really want to thank you for joining us to shine a brighter light on how important sales skills are to career advancement.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. And I love your podcast, Kyle. You're doing great things. Love the interviews. Everything is amazing with what you're doing.
Thomas, I appreciate the feedback. And as you know, you and I have known each other for a while, and I especially value that coming from you since we've worked together so well over the last few years. So much appreciated. Well, folks, that also brings this episode to a close. And again, we thank Thomas for joining us and talking through this subject and being so open to share his background, knowledge, experience, and expertise. Remember, in the professional world, we're all salespeople, constantly pitching ourselves and our ideas. So embrace this role, communicate effectively, and watch as doors of opportunity swing wide open before you. As always, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope I've sold you on the value of liking this episode and following me so you don't miss the next episode. But until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off saying, stay focused, stay grounded, and stay tuned.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the HR Kyle podcast. We hope you found our discussion valuable and filled with insights that you can apply in your professional journey. Whether you're a business leader aiming to foster a thriving workplace or a job seeker looking to carve out your own path, remember that HR Kyle is the compass that can guide you towards success. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share it with your network. We're committed to being your trusted source for HR wisdom, and we look forward to having you back with us for our next episode. Remember, in the world of HR and professional growth, there's always room for progress. Be sure to visit our website at hrkyle.com. That's hrkyle.com to learn more about how we can help you meet your business and professional goals. So until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off. Stay motivated, stay informed, and keep reaching for those career goals. Music provided by bensound.com. That's bensound.com.